Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition. In fact, this is a bonus edition of Author Talk. I am been interviewing Courtney Hall Lee about her brand new book called Black Madonna, A Womanist Look at Mary of Nazareth. And if you heard that, you know that I teased you with this bonus section, and I'm going to get into that in a second. But just to let you know, if you're listening to this part first, go back and listen to part one, the basic interview, because there we really get into it. But I have something I couldn't cover. She covers it in the book, and it blew me away because I guess I just never thought about it. Being a Christian, I'm not well-versed in Islam. Welcome to Author Talk, Courtney. Thank you for
taking time out
of your busy day to talk about your new book, Black Madonna.
Thank you. I'm so glad to talk to you.
I want to talk to you about Islam and its connection to Mary. And it was you exposed me by reading your book. I think it's part of your book that's fascinating. We have a great many Muslim listeners on our podcast. I hear from them all the time. A lot of times they're arguing with me on Facebook, but at least it's polite and it's wonderful. And this is a great bridge between the two faiths. Teach us about Mary and the Islamic faith.
Well, this is something that was an absolute joy for me to learn while I was researching. And, I don't have any formal training or expertise on the Islamic faith, but I read as much as I could, and I read as much as I could from the Quran about Mary. And I think part of the reason that this area really fascinated me was because of my time at Hartford Seminary, which is actually an interfaith seminary, and I took some classes about Christian theology, including Christology, with Muslim students. And that was such an amazing opportunity to hear some of these different views about Jesus and Mary from Muslim people, because I, for one, didn't know the extent of the appearance of Jesus and especially Mary in the Quran. And so I quickly learned that she's, I believe, the only woman mentioned by name in the Quran. She's certainly the only woman that has a surah or a chapter named for her. And they go a little bit more into her story. I talk about it in the book, and it's a little bit more related to one of the apocryphal gospels that gives a little bit more about Mary's backstory and her parentage and how it is that she ended up in her situation and being the mother of God or mother of Jesus, Theotokos. So getting to read that and then getting to compare what goes on in the Quran with some of the other lesser-known gospels was just really enriching to me, and I saw so many things that made me ask questions about, Christian faith and the way that we see her in Christianity. It was just truly fascinating.
It is. And, it's interesting because as Christians, we seem to be bumping heads so horribly with the Muslim faith right now because of the extremist views of some of them. But I find that in our audience, and I literally get, I've had up to 16,000 people on a Facebook chat at one time, and I get a lot of Muslims, and they're very respectful. Now, they would consider Jesus as a prophet instead of the Son of God. I mean, there's the difference between the two faiths. But they have great respect for Jesus, and that sometimes we don't get that view in the news today, but there is a lot of understanding out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it is important for Christians to understand that both he and his mother Mary, or Maryam, I believe she would be called in Islam, are very much respected and that Jesus is considered a prophet. One of the first things I learned about Mary and Jesus from the Islamic perspective was in that Christology class, we were talking about Jesus preaching at the temple as a young boy, and a Muslim student said, yeah, it reminds me of the time when he was a baby and he spoke up, defending his mother's chastity. And all of us Christians were like, what?
What is he talking about?
That's not in there. I've never heard that. And he was like, it's not. That's kind of one of the most important parts of the story in the Quran. And so that night I went and I read it and I realized that, Jesus was considered to be a prophet, and Mary is really viewed as sort of an expression of perfected womanhood in Islam. And I think that sometimes people want to throw babies out with bathwater. They might be so concerned or put off by the fact that people of other faiths don't see Jesus as God, as divine. They see him as a prophet. Whereas I say, you know, how awesome is that? That's a huge commonality, and you believe what you believe, and I believe what I believe. But to know these were real historical people that made an impact on many people in that part of the world who went on to go into other faiths, that the fact that he and Mary were in their faith and important to me, it should be celebrated more. And I wish that more Christians knew about this, because I didn't know it all.
Yeah, we're not educated in that. Do you remember what the apocryphal gospel is that they use, they base a lot of this on? Do you remember which one that was?
I knew you were going to ask me, and I'm having a bit of a brain lapse. Is it a Gospel of Thomas? Is that right?
Thomas, which we think is probably 200 or 300 years after Jesus. But, you know, people don't even know that some of our gospels, you know, they ranged up till probably right after the beginning of the second century with John and the Acts of the Apostles. So that was the gospel that they picked. And we've recently just basically discovered it in the West. You can, and if you're interested, there are a lot of other gospels you can read that aren't the four. They came later and represent different traditions within the Christian communities that evolved later on. And it's fascinating reading.
It really is. And what I find, and I sort of think of it when we have the four that made it into our version of the Bible, you have the three synoptic gospels that more or less follow the same kind of timeline, whereas John is different. And to me, it's very much a post-Easter gospel. It writes about Christ in a, from a much loftier place, from a divine place.
That's higher Christology, right?
Right, exactly. And I see John as being a bridge between, you know, something like Mark that seemed really close to what was happening, trying to be historical, versus something like the Gnostic Gospels that are coming many years later, where you people have already learned about Jesus' resurrection and made their opinions about that. And so seeing how it's treated by later people, both in these Gnostic Gospels and in the Quran, I think is really interesting. And I think it tells us a lot about the early church if we spend some time there.
It's a fascinating period of our history, our mutual history, and it's one that I've spent the last 30-plus years studying. So, oh my gosh, I can't thank you enough, Courtney, for being with us here on our Author Talk show. Thank you, Courtney Hall. Lee, thank you again for The Black Madonna, A Womanist Look at Mary of Nazareth. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for letting me come to talk about Mary.
You bet. Have a wonderful day, and thanks again.
All right, thank you. You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the bonus section. Until next time we meet again, I remain faithfully yours, Ron Way. Bye-bye.